Blog Talk Radio.
You are now connected to the Christian whistleblower, Jeffrey Dardy.
Taking on 2,000 years of indoctrination, 2 hours at a time.
Sink or swim, deep end information.
Asking questions no one else will.
Parabiblical research, spiritual technology, personal empowerment.
Be your own guru.
Master your own ascension.
Guide your own spirit.
And now, showing you how, the Christian whistleblower, Jeffrey Dardy.
Well, hello and a very good morning to you. Welcome. I'm coming to you from sunny, albeit balmy, Central Florida here on the 20th of July, 2015. Glad to be with you. It looks like it's going to be another good day here, perhaps a little rain later on. I hope that you fare as well wherever you are, and welcome to the Fresh Daily Show, brought to you by Fresh Daily Co. Gourmet coffee, which I'm enjoying right now, and skateboarding, which I don't enjoy. Don't have the balance for it. But anyway, FreshDailyCo.com. And we're here with the Fresh Daily Show, which is basically a bite-sized version of our two-hour weekly program. And as that two-hour weekly program has been going on for a number of months now, this is kind of a trip back in time, because we're going back to our other programs. We're starting from the beginning, or we did start from the beginning here with the Fresh Daily Show. So it's a nice opportunity to get a little more in depth and talk a little bit more about the things that we've talked about. And last week, we ended up talking about the father of modern eschatology, who really was a father. It was a Jesuit priest, and we talked about how Paul planted the seed, and it was watered, and it has grown into probably, arguably, outside of the virgin birth or the crucifixion, resurrection, it is the largest, biggest, most prominent doctrine in Christianity. And today we want to pick up on that trail and talk about fear and loathing in Paul's pages. I just like to open with a quote from Thomas Jefferson, one of my inspirational figures, a man that was the first one to really identify Paul, at least the first one in modern times, identify Paul as the first great corrupter of the doctrines of Christ. And Jefferson said, "I'm a real Christian, that is to say, a disciple of the doctrines of Yeshua." And he called Christ's teachings the most sublime and benevolent code of morals which has ever been offered to man. And he urged getting back to the plain and unsophisticated precepts of Christ. And I certainly am a fan of doing just that as well. And that's what this entire show is really all about, getting back to the plain and unsophisticated precepts of Christ and the joys of live radio when the host forgets to turn off his cell phone. But at any rate, last week we finished up talking about Paul asking, did Paul invent the doctrine of the second coming? Did Paul invent the doctrine of the second coming? And as ludicrous as that sounds to modern ears, there is no mention of the second coming from the original 12 apostles until AD 66. And then only attacking the doctrine, as we will see today.